Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Normally, on a Monday, we would talk to one of Central Kentucky's mayors, but because it's President's Day, we thought we would spend some time chatting with a president. And today, I am in front of Old Morrison Hall on the Transylvania University campus, talking with President Owen Williams. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. It's a pleasure to have you on our campus.
Recently, you all released a 2020 strategic plan, and we're here to talk to you a little bit about that today. What's in it?
Well, ultimately, it's about trying to become one of the top liberal arts colleges in the country. Our aspiration is to join the top 50 colleges in the country, and we're not far from that. So it's a very achievable set of goals that we've set for ourselves, and yet laudable nonetheless. I mean, we really are aspiring to great heights in all aspects of what we do on our campus, academic, social, extracurricular, athletic, etc.
Talk about the major points of the plan, because they are broken down.
When you think about the major points of any strategic plan, it's probably best to turn to the key performance targets and say, okay, what are the things by which you're going to evaluate whether or not you've actually achieved the things you set out in this plan? And at the very top, of course, is this notion of becoming one of the very best liberal arts colleges in the country. But we also want to expand our campus in terms of the number of people here. We want to increase our student body to 1,500 students from the current 1,100 students. We also will be increasing, as you would expect, the size of the faculty as a result. We have a low student-faculty ratio, and that's an important part of what we offer students here. So we will, of course, be adding more faculty, we'll be adding more staff, and we're adding more facilities. We want to have a campus that offers even more to students than what is already the case.
As far as benchmark achievements, we want to get to this milestone by this point.
Well, I think that within any plan, there need to be metrics that help you assess whether or not you've achieved your goals. And some of those metrics for us would be things like our four-year graduation rate. While we do incredibly well for students and get all of them who matriculate through the process and to graduation in 4 years, we want that number to go up even higher from what it is now. So we've set an 85% four-year graduation rate goal for ourselves. Another very important metric is that we want to be the most affordable college in the country. And by that, I mean the most affordable liberal arts, high caliber college. Of the top 100 colleges in the United States, we are already the most affordable. The U.S. News and World Report people ranked us as among the great colleges at great value. And we take great pride in that, and we want to continue to maintain that affordability. So those are the kinds of metrics that we'll be holding ourselves accountable to.
We are right here in basically the oldest part of Lexington as it was founded. And how do you see Transylvania, fitting into that changing neighborhood?
We take our relationship to the community very seriously. So the idea of breaking down whatever barriers might exist between us and the community is very important. We are determined to have our neighbors be on campus as often as possible. We are offering all sorts of exciting speaker programs, various activities, whether they're musical or artistic or academic in nature. We want people to know that they're welcome here on our campus to be a part of what is, for us, not just Transylvania, but a Lexington-based community. We benefit as much from our relationship to Lexington as anything. And so we want everybody to know how welcome they are on our campus.
Well, we know you're a busy guy. We thank you very much for your time today, Transylvania President Owen Williams.
Enjoyed talking to you very much. Thanks for being here.